Welcome to the D&D 360 podcast. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the D&D 360 podcast, and thank you for my returning guests. D&D 360 is where we talk about Dungeons & Dragons and its many editions from the past, present, and future, including third-party content, as well as other role-playing games. I'm your host, Terrell Shaw, and I'll be your guide through your journey this session. So, for this session topic, what is Dungeons & Dragons, or commonly known as D&D? A lot of you, despite the game have been around since the mid to late 70s, have no clue on what this game is about, or even seen it played. Well, the game, Dungeons & Dragons, was created by Dave Arneson and Gary Gygax in 1974. In its first iteration, it was a fantasy supplement to the popular wargaming hobby during that time. Since then, it has evolved to be what some would call a storytelling role-playing game. Players come to a table, create characters using pen, pencil, and rolling some dice, and then selecting one person to act as a DM or GM, which is a dungeon master or a game master. That person crafts and guides adventurers on adventures through a set of encounters. This has stayed pretty much consistent throughout its many editions of the game, which currently is in its fifth edition of the game. So what type of adventures or encounters might you be involved in? Well, anything you and your collective party can think of. That's right. That is the true power of Dungeons & Dragons. It is not beholden to a strict narrative script or play-by-play from a novel. In Dungeons & Dragons, it opens up the possibility for anyone to play anyone or anything or be anywhere, all while surrounded by your friends, your family, or even complete strangers, to play out whatever fantastical adventures your group can realize or imagine together. No video game can come close to that. That is why it has endured for decades and has been copied or spun off in countless clones, and its likeness copied over decades, and have survived and started entirely new role-playing games. What was Dungeons & Dragons like in previous editions? Well, in original, first, and second edition, most of the adventures dealt with a classic dungeon crawl, which some examples including having your adventuring party and yourself exploring deep within an ancient and forgotten tomb buried underground, or maybe underneath a previous buried pyramid of a lost civilization amidst the burning hot sands of a desert in hopes of finding lost treasure, powerful magic items, or an ingredient for a magic spell for a powerful wizard. The adventures at the time were very light on setting up the entire storyline for you, and left up to the DM to craft, make it their own, and bring it to life. The hook, or the reason why a group would be going on these adventure quests, mainly were one of these following three things. Heroes stopping some evil BBEG, which is a big bad evil guy, gal, or thing. Or the group wants to obtain powerful magical treasures to become even more powerful in the realm. Or three, retelling the adventure they had to others of their friend circle. Some examples of classic adventures during this era are the Temple of Elemental Evil and the Lost Caverns of Sojakath, which happen to be one of my favorites. During the next era, which is the third edition, later revised rules called 3.5 edition, there was a major shift in rules from the previous version. In the future, I'll discuss the differences between the editions in more detail. But for now, the gameplay shifted to a focus on expanding the player's options and having a rule for as many possible situations as possible, and providing even more of a story narrative than before. Some of the great adventure stories that came from this era included Red Hand of Doom and Forge of Fury. Now, we come to an era known as the 4th edition. This is where D&D players have split opinions on. It is probably the most divisive rule set of the 5. There's a large portion of players who absolutely hated 4th edition. Why? Well, several reasons. Over time, most people say that it stemmed from being too much like a video game. Or rules-wise, it deviated too far from what D&D looked and felt like. I personally never played it. However, it does look interesting by reading some of the books and some of the stats I've seen, and it has contributed things to the 5th edition rule set as well. And honestly, there are some things in it where I have personally borrowed from 4th edition and brought into my own 5th edition games. Some of the adventures in this edition included Keep on the Shadowfell and Prince of Undeath. Look them up if you can. Now, we come to the current edition, 5th edition. Here we find huge epic spanning adventures crafted as stories where the player characters take part in epic world altering adventures and having the DM create narratives for the group to be engaged in, and even possibly having each player character to be involved in their own story arc within the campaign. Here's where most people you would hear saying that D&D is a storytelling game. Some of the popular adventures currently being played in this edition are Curse of Strahd, Storm King's Thunder, and Rime of the Frost Maiden. Now, you must be wondering, where do I go to play D&D? Well, for new and beginning players wanting to learn, there are a number of places you can visit, physically and online. I would suggest first checking out your local games and hobby shop that might be in your area. The ones that sell Magic the Gathering cards or selling miniature figures generally is your best bet. You can also go online and Google some what they call your favorite local gaming shops to see if they possibly are having D&D content providing on certain days or whatnot. I know the ones in my area generally have them on Wednesdays or on the weekends. Those center mostly around Adventurers League, which is basically a widespread campaign of D&D that has a level playing field for new and entry-level players who wants to come in and know or learn how to play D&D. Generally, that has a bunch of DMs setting up tables to allow newcomers to come in per week. And what you do is you play through scenarios during the day. The good thing is you can bring back these characters once you create them from a table. And the powerful thing about Adventurers League is you can take that character, that sheet, and go to anywhere else Adventurers League is being played and use that character. So the equipment, the items that you find are all portable and transferable to that new table. Another thing is you could go online. There are two places that are big that you can access D&D games online. They are called VTTs, which stands for virtual tabletops. The two big ones is called Roll20 and Fantasy Grounds. Roll20.net is the first, and FantasyGrounds.com would be the second one. There are others out there that are emerging and whatnot that are getting quite the popularity. Another one is called Foundry, which is is really big. It is still in development for the most part, but there are a lot of people who are moving towards that, where the interface, the VTT, looks amazing. So check that out as well. In a future podcast, maybe I'll talk more about the differences between the two or three big VTTs that are out there in a future podcast. The third option is to start a game of your own. You can go out and get the starter set, which you can buy from Amazon or a local board game shop. And you could start the game, which includes the free version of the rule set. It comes with a set of dice, and it comes with an adventure. You can usually set up this and get started to play right away. And within, you know, an hour or so, you are playing Dungeons and Dragons with your family and friends and whatnot, and exploring dungeons or having fight epic combat between hordes of orcs or hobgoblins or whatever your fantasy might be. There are different versions of a starter set, box set out there. Those are centered around sort of themed box sets around popular shows such as Stranger Things and Rick and Morty. They are still geared for, you know, beginner players. They still include the free versions of the rule set for Dungeons and Dragons. And the rule set, you can also go to dnd.wizards.com and download the free version as well, and get started to play. You don't really even have to buy a starter set if you don't really want to. You just need hexagonal dice, the rule set, pen and paper, and that's it. And use your imagination of creating these stories, and you and your friends can go on imaginary adventures. The starter set, which is by Wizard of the Coast, that I referred to earlier, is called Lost Mines of Phandelver. So check that one out. That's the one I used when I first got on board, and it's really fun, and it basically walks you through learning how, if one of your character or one of your friends wants to be a DM, on how to be a DM, and as players, it also teaches them, how to go on an adventure, what teamwork is about, et cetera, et cetera. So, in parting, I want to thank you all for accompanying me on this journey of exploring a brief look into Dungeons and Dragons, and I hope this has sparked an interest in experiencing firsthand this incredible role-playing game where you can act out amazing and exciting characters in these stories that you and your group can imagine. I look forward to greeting you again soon, and this has been Terrell Shaw for the D&D 360 Podcast, signing off.